Remember when TV was film's awkward cousin? Those days are long gone. The streaming revolution transformed television into the premier storytelling medium of our time. While movie studios chase safe franchises, television has become the playground for the bold and bizarre. From talking horses battling depression to cars with a taste for human blood. Most importantly, in this new landscape, writers reign supreme as showrunners, wielding creative control that film writers can only dream about. Television has evolved into a writer's medium, offering unprecedented opportunities for those who understand its unique demands. The collaborative nature of TV writing, where teams craft seasons together in writers' rooms, creates a different creative ecosystem than the solitary work of screenwriting. This collaborative spirit extends to the audience relationship, too, as viewers commit to characters for dozens of hours across multiple seasons. The foundation of any great TV show is a distinctive world offering viewers insider access to something fascinating. Whether it's the New Jersey mob, women's wrestling, or Baltimore's drug economy, viewers crave immersion in worlds they'd never otherwise experience. The best worlds emerge from personal experience, passionate research, or imagination. Even ordinary experiences become compelling when explored with depth and authenticity. Your unique perspective is your greatest asset. Your world naturally contains character types, but compelling television requires transforming archetypes into distinctive individuals. Great TV characters need three elements: a flaw, personal problem, a want, tangible goal, and a need, life lesson. They follow a broken compass, the wrong way GPS stemming from their origin story. Walter White's broken compass is his wounded ego from being ousted from a startup, leading him to make meth rather than accept help. Unlike movies, TV characters may never fully fix their broken compass, instead struggling with it across multiple seasons. All good stories require four essential elements: a hero who wants something, goal, facing someone or something in the way, obstacle or villain, with consequences if they fail. Without these elements, you don't have a viable story. Consider Odysseus, hero, wanting to return home, goal, facing monsters and gods, obstacles, with his kingdom and family at risk, stakes. Story goals must be tangible and external, something audiences can visually track. Internal goals, like being happy, represent the character's need rather than their want. The tangible goal often stems from the character's broken compass, pointing them toward what they think will fulfill their deeper need. In Die Hard, John McClane's visible goal is stopping terrorists, while his deeper need is reconciling with his wife. Writers must be ruthless with their heroes, creating obstacles that are excruciatingly difficult, a lasagna of agony. These challenges should test characters physically, intellectually, and spiritually, pushing them to absolute limits. Weak obstacles lead to weak stories. The key to keeping audiences engaged is creating questions that need answering, particularly, what happens next? Each story beat should either pose a new question or answer an existing one while raising fresh uncertainties. Your pilot must function as a proof of concept, sales pitch, audition, setup, character study, and complete story, all in 30-50 pages that launch both your show and your career. It must promise what future episodes will deliver, introduce compelling characters viewers want relationships with, position characters at the beginning of transformations, create momentum, tell a complete story with a cathartic ending, and showcase your unique voice. Before writing, sketch the high-level beats of season one in just 1 to 2 pages. Focus on major turning points and where characters end up in the finale. Stories are transformation machines that change characters, and TV seasons need to show meaningful change while preserving enough internal demons for future seasons. Unlike films where everything gets resolved, TV pilots intentionally leave things unfixed, offering just a whiff of change, a first baby step on the hero's journey. Professional TV writers employ several key techniques in successful pilots: opening pitches that quickly establish the show's essence, moving trains that drop viewers into stories in progress, memorable character introductions, window characters who ask the audience's questions, guided tours of the show's world, and strategic setups that pay off later in the series. These techniques orient viewers while establishing your show's unique voice and world. Every TV writer's room uses boards covered with index cards tracking story beats. Gather supplies, 3x5 index cards, a cork board, and optional pre-printed story cards. While digital tools exist, physical cards offer unique advantages. They're portable, accessible for note-taking anywhere, and the tactile experience activates different creative pathways. Their limited size forces concise beat summaries without excessive detail. For hour-long shows, aim for 22 to 32 cards total. Act 1, 6 to 10 cards. Acts 2 through 4, 5 to 8 cards each. Half-hour shows need 12 to 17 cards total. Act 1, 4 to 8 cards. Acts 2, 3, 3 to 6 cards each. Many writers go directly from board to script, but television writing typically includes an outline stage, a standardized document bridging room work and script writing. During pitch season, studios hear verbal pitches for potential pilots. An effective pitch document includes 7 sections: your personal connection, the big concept, logline, format, genre, tone, world synopsis and franchise type, themes and timeliness, character descriptions, pilot overview, and season trajectory. When pitching, translate your beat sheets into natural prose that conceals the structural mechanics. If you're still interested in TV writing despite the challenges, understand there are no simple paths to success. Even with tremendous talent, you'll need opportunities, mentors, support, and persistence through years of training. Scripts are your currency. You'll likely write a dozen before anyone notices, learning about craft and your voice along the way. Don't view networking as a chore. Participate in activities aligned with your interests. Take classes, join writers' groups, volunteer on indie films. It's not networking, it's pursuing your passion while connecting with creative people. Keep writing pilots, but also make stuff. Turn scripts into YouTube series, podcasts, or short films. Being a doer separates you from wannabes and builds confidence. Your unique combination of experiences, worldview, and storytelling sensibilities is your greatest asset. This authenticity is crucial as networks and streaming platforms seek diverse voices and unconventional narratives. The most successful television creators, from Shonda Rhimes to Vince Gilligan, Phoebe Waller-Bridge to Michaela Coel, infuse their work with singular vision while creating accessible entertainment. What makes your perspective unique? Television writing is an evolving art form. By mastering structural principles while developing your voice, you position yourself to contribute to this golden age of storytelling. The journey is challenging, but offers the opportunity to create stories that connect with millions worldwide. Your voice isn't just an asset, it's essential to creating memorable television that stands out in a crowded marketplace.